Svoi tzricha kavona. When we do a mitzvah, we have to have kavona, we have to have in mind to know what we're doing. But we have to have in mind that I want to do a ma'isa mitzvah now. Why? What's his raya? Because the shlokish was by the boy. The Mishnah says, now a chiddush, the way we train them to say, if somebody doesn't have shai rokas, he doesn't have any other vegetables. So what does he do with karpas? With karpas, he could use Roman lettuce, he could use murr. So the question is, if you use murr at the beginning for karpas, so how could you make again later eat karpas? How could you eat murr later? Later, after the matzah, and you make a bracha, you did the mitzvah before already. At the beginning of the Seder, for karpas, if you use murr, you did the mitzvah already. So how could we do two times? And at the first time, we don't make the bracha murr, we only make a bracha for Yadama. Then later, B'shas is supposed to have the murr, we eat it over again, the Roman lettuce, and we make a bracha. So it's bothering Rish Lakish, how could we make a bracha later? L'chur, we already did the mitzvah before, B'shas karpas. As this time, the way we do, usually there's no question, of course. If you use shai, rokas, vegetables, if you use potatoes, there's no questions. Potato you can't use for murr. So the first thing you do, karpas with potatoes, you make a murr for your dhamma, and then later, you eat murr later, it's very good. But our mishnah is mashmi, in case you don't have any other thing. Just murr, you're allowed to eat murr two times. Still, when we make the brach and eat the murr, it's much later. So the question is why you ready to do the mitzvah. So it's what it wants to bring a raya, based on that raya, and our mishnah. So merely yod mitzvah srichas kavana. Now kivon delay beidim chiyuvid demur. Who do yochalei? The first karpas, the first time you took this demur, took the Roman lettuce. At that time was not the time of the chiyuv yet, because the chiyuv to eat demur is b'shash eating the matzah. We have before a matzah some rorim yachluhu. Supposed to eat matzah first and then the demur. So that we eat the first karpas, even if you use the demur, that's not the zman to do the mitzvah demur yet. And when you eat it, the yochalei b'bar priyadamu the yochalei. What bracha do you make on karpas, even if you're using Roman lettuce? You only have to make a bar pi adama. So therefore we say, v'dilma lo yichavan amar. Maybe, Otei says it doesn't really mean dilma, it means vadai. For sure the person does not have intentions of doing now the mitzvah marr. He does only have intentions now of doing a mitzvah karpas. That the children should ask questions, why are you dipping in now? Hilkach, therefore, boyile mehedele at vule l'she marr. That's why it's very good. The Mishnah says, later when they bring the matzah, you have to again use the murr, and now you make the bracha of achilas murr. Why? That's minhagim. That's not mikra din. The Mishnah doesn't say that. You have to go about what the Mishnah says. That's minhagim. We'll talk about that. But that's not a din you have to do. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Yilkach boy the meheder le'atulei l'shei murr. So as Rish Lakish di sak with that, as if you're going to tell me that mitzvah loy boy kavon. If you tell me now that what by mitzvahs do not need kavon, you don't have to have intentions, as long as you do the ma'isa mitzvah. You makayim the mitzvah. Lom l'chot trei tibulei. Why do we have to, in this case, where you don't have karpas, only Roman lettuce, so if you eat the Roman lettuce first, that should be makayim the mitzvah tomorrow also. Why do you have to eat the tomorrow a second time? V'atavu l'chot zimna. You already did it one time. That's what Shlokish is raya. Why do you have to dip it a second time for? L'chur, you already did the mitzvah. Shlokti tesis. The Mishnah says, Tam. The other meaning was, even if you could find other vegetables, still, you don't have to look after other type of vegetables for karpas. You're allowed to do both dipping ins with murr. Behind the why, Mishum the mitzvah, Srichas Kavona. Because when you do a mitzvah, you only make kind if you have intentions of doing the Ma'aseh mitzvah. Since you're not eating the first murr at the time when you're supposed to eat murr, because it's before the matzah, you did not make a bracha al achilas murr at the beginning. Doesn't mean really maybe. What it means to say is, this person for sure did not have intentions of doing the mitzvah murr right now. His intentions was just to have karpas now. The ain mitzvah ella ad tibul sheni acha matzah, because the time to have murr is later after the matzah. So right now you have no intention of doing the mitzvah. Hilkach, therefore, Rish Lakish understands that boy lemehedel atfulei. Therefore, you have to dip in a second time pirish or levarach alachilas murr. Then later in the suda, when you eat the murr, I understand why you have to make the bruch alachilas murr then, because you weren't making the mitzvah yet. Will I knock at the bruchim mishum the rav chiz dislay b'shmei levarach alachilas murr b'tiv rishon? That doesn't talk about. Now, what the come a bar pri adam ochlei? Heinu kleima sheinu oichel l'shem mechilas mar. That's what the Gemara means to say. He's not eating it now l'shem mitzvas mar. Ela ochlu lotzes a bar pri adam. He's only eating it right now stam to be yitzer with the bar pri adam. Out the mitzvas karpas. This was not a swear now. Because if you're going to tell me loyboy kavon, you don't have to have intentions to do a mitzvah. In Cain, yotzah chayvus maror b'tibul rishon. You already mekayim the mitzvah maror the first time you ate the maror. Aye, the kasher is afagav yochol say matzah. What do you mean you mekayim the mitzvah maror? We're saying now maror is only after matzah. So when you eat karpas at the beginning, you don't have matzah yet. Savi, how can you say you mekayim the mitzvah maror? Uksiv, the pasuk says al matzah sum rorim yochluhu. You're supposed to eat matzah first, then maror. So Taisis lehevi yikuva. That avad is not a real drasha pasuk. It's not likuva. Avad, if you don't have matzah bechlal, you only have maror, you mekayim mitzvah maror. And if you eat maror before matzah avad, you mekayim the mitzvah maror. Of his voice, that's what shlokas raya. If you tell me you don't have to have intentions, kavona, do the mitzvah. So when you wait this first maror, you did the mitzvah already. Of his voice, my tzar tray tibuli. Why do you have to dip in a second time for maror? Hevel el adurei ashay yirukas. You should only go and look for other yirukas then. Mishum akera to make a difference between the tibul rishon v'yachah matzah tibul sheni yachah maror. But if you tell me now that you will mekayim the mitzvah maror the first time, say Rosh Lakas had a kasha. How could you say you're allowed to use maror two times? Like you're not doing the mitzvah at the ikar place. It should have been a locha. You have to look for shai yirokas, take potatoes better, and then there's no question of being yotzei to the mitzvah. Then you yotzei to the mitzvah later. So that's Rosh Lakas is raya. So what does the Gemara say now? Gemara says no. Most of Mimai, what's your raya Rosh Lakish? Dilma maybe liyola mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona. From our Mishnah, you won't have any raya. Maybe really you could be mekayim a mitzvah even though you don't have kavona to do it. Or the karmat, you have a question. Trei tibuli lomali, why do you have to dip it two times then? I tell you the teretz is ki heichad lehevi haker l'tinoikis. The reason why we dip it two times, the reason why we make a karpas, is totally only for the reason that the children should ask questions, why are you doing something different now? The chitayim, if that's the case, imkeim, if so, lishamin and shayi rokis, if that's the reason why you should do it, that's really mitzvah and tzrichas kavona. And really then you should not use maror at the beginning, because if you would use maror at the beginning, you would require the mitzvah. So therefore, what should you use really? Shayi rokis. Because then you're doing it to make a difference for the children. You're doing your rokas potatoes then, and later you do the mitzvah maror. See, in Kalik, if you tell me that's the pshat, l'shamin shay rokas, why didn't the Mishnah say you badafka have to use other vegetables for karpas? And the Gemara like this, iyashmin and shay rokas, if the Mishnah would have only said to use other type of vegetables, have a min, I would have thought, hechodik shay rokas, who did be in tretibulin? If somebody has two different types of vegetables, he has potatoes, and he has Roman lettuce, then very good. Make karpas first with your potatoes, and then later make maror with the maror. Avol chazeres l'chuda. Let's say somebody now over here stayed the Pesach at night. The only type of vegetable he has in his house is only chazeres. He only has Roman lettuce. Nothing else. I would think then, leiboy trei tibulei, then the svaris don't dip in two times, I would think. Because if you dip in the first time, you'd be mekayem the mitzvah maror. And that's not right. Kamash v'lon, that's the Chiddush Mishnah, no. The afilu chazeres. Even if you only have chazeres, still the din is, Vina and Trei Tibuli, you should have to dip in two times. Why? Still there's a Svaraki Hechad Lehebi Bayakeru Tinoikis. Still with Makbid, you should dip in two times, one before the meal, but there is Karpas, that the children should ask questions. Even though they're both being done with Murr, still we want you to do both of them. So Taisus Fi ends off. So the question is now, what do you do though? The Gemara wants to say, Rosh Lakish Yav Naraya. Really, mitzvah sataya is ain't tzrichas kavona. So if ain't tzrichas kavona, l'chur kashru, then when you, in the case you only have maror, and you eat the maror first, l'chur you mekayim the mitzvah. So if you mekayim the mitzvah then, why do you have to eat maror again a second time? That was the question. So the answer is yes, we want you to do it two times. Because we want one time that the kid should ask questions, and we want you to do it a second time later. But the question is, though, then, when do you make the bracha al achilas maror, though? The chura, good, should we want you to do two times? Once for the sake of the children, and once for the sake of the maror. The question is, only do the first time, that's all. Because the first time, you make kind both in yonim. the first time the kid is going to ask questions, why are you dipping you now? And you were also mekayem the mitzvah tomorrow already. So why the chlal be asked you tomorrow again later? So that place speaks out, there's still a svara that dafilu b'morah bina trei tibule kidei lecho morah kimitzvosei. Still there's an inyan teeth morah again a second time later, because that is the ikas man teeth morah. In other words, even though you were already mekayem the mitzvah tomorrow, the first time, if you tell me mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, so when you ate this karpas now with maror, you were mekayem the mitzvahs maror, still we tell you, eat it again later, eat the maror again later, even though you did the mitzvah already. The reason why we say do it again is because that's the ikas man ha-mitzvah. Now the question is, when do you make the bracha of al-chilas maror? That we'll see in the Gemara later. But so far the Gemara is throwing up, says Nakash and Meshlokas, you have no 100% raya. It could be really when you eat the first maror, you are mekayem the mitzvah. So then why do you have to eat it a second time later? Because we want you, the first time is the children should ask questions. Even though then the Chur Yosem are kind of the mitzvah, but still we want you to eat it a second time later, so that's the Ikar Zman HaMitzvah. Tomorrow, V'yoyi Tanya, I'll bring another Kashan Meshlokish. V'yoyi Tanya, we learn clearly, Ochlon Demai Yotzen. If you have your Murr from Demai, there's something that's a suffix, you have a truma samaisis, you bought it from an amoritz. You have a suffix that took off truma samaisis or not. Or else, ochlon shloimis kavin. You ate morer without kavona. You had no intentions of doing the mitzvahs morer. You just ate morer pesach v'night yotza. So Brisa says clearly, mitzvahs and tzrichas kavona. Even though you had no intentions to do the mitzvah, but as long as you ate the morer pesach v'night, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Ochlon lechatzoyin yotza. If you eat the maror, half of the kazayis now and half of the kazayis later, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Or bavad, providing though, shlo yishoy ben achil lechaverto, yoyse mechte achilus pras. You can't wait from the beginning of the eating till the end of the eating, this time how long it takes you to eat a pras, which is a half a loaf of bread. Shalom, if it's dalet beitzim or three beitzim, you just say the general time is 3 minutes. You have to eat it at least within 3 minutes. So if you eat it half now and half 2 minutes later, it's okay. But I call upon him here to chloraya, not like Rish Lakish. Here the price is clearly. If you eat the mora, belay miskaving, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Now the first chiddush of demai, that is, as the Torah speaks out, avo vaday lo yotza. If it would have been vaday tevel, you would not be mekayim mitzvah mora. Even though by mora, by vegetables, the gin to take off mice is only midrabbonin. So what? Even though it's only midrabbonin, with the rabbonin also you would not be mekayim the mitzvah. That was only because of demai. Demai means it's a suffix if the amorites took off trumas amices. About there are cases when you're allowed to eat the mai, so that we hear you did the mitzvah, you mekayim the mitzvah with the mai. But our kopon of Brisa says clearly here that even though you do not have any intention to do the mitzvah, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So this is not like Rish Lakish. So who is Akash and Rish Lakish? Shemar answers no. Tanoihi, it's a machlekes tanoim. So true, you have one Brisa like that. Rish Lakish holds that our Mishnah holds like the other Tana that holds mitzvah sriches kavona. What's the machlekes tanoim? The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Yoimir. Even though you made the tibbol the first karpas before the meal, you use chazeres, you use the Roman lettuce. Still mitzvah lohovi lofonav chazeres v'charoises. So still there's a mitzvah later. Teat the maror later. Teat maror again later, and then you have to dip it into charoises. Ushnei tafshilim. And still you have to have the two tafshilim. We'll see in the Gemara what the two tafshilim are. So the chura, what do you want to bring it right? Rabbi Yossi holds that even though he ate the morah first, still there's a mitzvah to bring it again later. What for? The chura writes to Rish Lakish that mitzvah shrikas kavono. So the first time you ate it, you were mekayim the mitzvah. That's why you have to do the second time. For the morah akati mimai, no. Still, what's the right to Rish Lakish here? Dilmak sover Rabbi Yossi mitzvah and shrikas kavono. No, like we asked the kash before. Maybe even this Rabbi Yossi that says like our Mishnah is really mitzvah and shrikas kavono. Even if you have no intention to do the Maisa Mitzvah, as long as you do it, you mekayim the Mitzvah. V'ahai debin and trei tibul, then the question is, if you ate the chazeres, the Roman lettuce first, the Shas Karpas, why do you have to eat again later, the Shas Morer, you already ate the Morer, you were mekayim the Mitzvah already. Ha'teyuk yehechat et hevi yekeil tenaikis. Ha'teyuk still is an Indian, teed it two times. Stand for the sake that the children should ask questions, why are we dipping in? Fred Gemarim Kane, if that's the reason, my mitzvah, this is the deal. Why does Rabbi Yossi say there's a mitzvah teat mara again later? Mitzvah is mashma, it's a mitzvah midiraisa. Like the ikka mitzvah mara, you weren't mekayim yet, your first mekayim the mitzvah later. If it's time out, it's in you to have a hecker that the children should ask, why are you doing? That's why you're supposed to dip in two times. That's why even though you already did the mitzvah more before, you should dip it in a second time. Why does Rabbi Yosef say a strong lashon of mitzvah? Mitzvah means that there's a chiyuv to bring the mara a second time. Why? It's already because Rabbi Yosef holds mitzvah is tzrichas kavona. Therefore, the first time you ate this Roman lettuce, pateras karpas before the meal, you did not have in mind to do a mitzvah then. You only made a bar priyadama then. It's not the zman of the mitzvah. So since you did not have in mind then to be makarin the mitzvah, you taka not makarin the mitzvah. And later, after the matzah, there's a mitzvah now to eat more again. So kids, we have a right to Rish Lakish that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rish Lakish. So kids, it's a machlokes tanoim if mitzvah tzrichas kavona or ain't tzrichas kavona. Now the Gemara asks, my shnei tashilin. One of these two tashilin is also a mitzvah to bring two tashilin. Is Amar Rafuna says silka v'yaruza supposed to bring beets and bring a rice or aruz rice. Rashbam silka tradin brings beets or ravusi. It's a ravusa chiddush. The chol shchein shnei mini baser. For sure, two types of meats. I was just telling you, don't bedavka have two different types of meats. Any two type of dishes is enough. You could even have beets and rice. Rova have a mahadir asilka v'aruza. Or bezoi Rova was makpi bedavka to use for two tashilin, taka these two things, beets and rice. Hoyo v'nofu mipume de Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna said these two, he was makpi bedavka to use it. Like he wanted to give covet to his Rebbe, so as covet for his Rebbe Rav Huna, he davka did these two things. So Rav Ashi says, Shema Mina from Rav Huna. We hear from Rav Huna that lest the chai shlud Rav Yechinah ben Nuri, that we are not afraid of Rabbi Yechinah ben Nuri's halacha. What's his halacha? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yechinah ben Nuri yoyner. Oyrez rice min doginhu. Rabbi Yechinah ben Nuri holds that rice is a type of a grain. It's mamish like dogin, like wheat. V'chayoven achemutze koris. If somebody eats it on Pesach, a food made out of rice, he's chayev for koris. Chayev koris. V'odam yoytzebo. It's chayev koris for chomets. He's eating chomets. V'odam yoytzebo yedei chavos v'pesach. If somebody makes matzah out of rice, he's mekayim the mitzvah matzah. That's a b'yechidim ben Nuri Shita. That he holds rice is a min grain. So Kamash and Rav Huna here not like that. Because Rav Huna said one of the tashilin, one of the things cooked up in water was rice. So you see, you're allowed to eat cooked rice. How could you eat cooked rice? If you hold a kum with a chimutz, you can't stop as like cook rice. But if I answer Raya, we don't hold like a b'yechidim ben Nuri. We don't take a hold like him. We don't hold rice as chametz. Kuvit is an Indian not to eat rice, stam al kitnias, and minig. Vayikir adin, though rice we pass in is not chametz. So Shvam, Shvamina mitkom Rav Huna mevashtin oiriz a Pesach for the chayis the chimutz, less the chosh of the b'yechidim ben Nuri. Don't hold like a b'yechidim ben Nuri. Chizkiyah says, afilu dag ubeit tesholof. You know what two tashil, two different types of dishes could be, even really like one dish, that you have fish, and you have eggs fried on top of the fish. That's also considered like two dishes. Don't think it's one dish, eggs on top of the fish, but that's also considered two dishes. They used to shmir on top of the fish with eggs. It looks like one dish. Still now it's called two dishes. Because there's eggs there and fish there. Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Yosef says, you have to have two different types of meat, bedavka. Echad zechel pesach, one zechel for the korban pesach, v'yechad zechel chagiga, and one zechel for the korban chagiga that they brought on there with pesach, like we had before. At a time when you have a lot of people in the korban, and you want to make sure everybody should be filled up before, satisfied before they eat the korban pesach, you make a korban chagiga on there with pesach, that people eat that meat first, and then eat the korban pesach. So zecha for these two things, and then you have two types of meats. So Shbam learns, V'yechot zecher lechagigas arba osar, ha'aboy ma'pesach, shnei mini bosar, tzli k'negar ha'pesach, one meat should be roasted, or mabusha k'negar chagiga, and one should be cooked, kach pir shabay lechananam rumi. That's the way he learns from the Rach's pshat. Tais doesn't like this pshat. Tais learns, Shnei mini basar pirish rach tzli yezech lepesach or mevushal zech lechagiga. The cooked meat should be zech lechagiga. V'lein yehiro the kaimlon we passed him before keben teima. The ain chagiga nechel tell tzli. That ben teima said before that the korban chagiga being an erev pesach has the same halacha as a korban pesach. It could only be eaten roasted. Therefore, lekach niro the tavayim ubisholim. Both are cooked. V'chein mash v'loshen tavshilin. A tavshil usually means something that's cooked. So stam two pieces of meat. Not that it has to be roasted zech lekorban. Fama be it's a meat, that's enough.
but it doesn't have to be roasted. Ravina Marvina said, Afilu garma ubishula. Even the meat and the gravy of the meat, that's also considered two things. Garma ubishula chatichas basar umerik shenis bashlo boi. The gravy is also considered like another thing. Hadimar pshita. Heichodik, period. Good, so this is the inyan tav, tsnei tashilin, zech lechagiga, and zech lekorban pesach.
Weiter. So the more. Pshita. Hecho dike shayi rokes for sure. If somebody has other type of vegetables also, is mevorach a shayi rokes bar priyadama. So that's pshita our minig. When we do karpas first, we only make a bar priyadama on the potatoes. We eat for whatever eat for karpas. The yochon eat it. For hod the mevorach al achilas mor. Then later, v'shas the sudi, after the matzah, when we eat the Roman lettuce, eat your mor, then you make al achilas mor. The yochon eat it. Now, heicha delek elachasa, what's going to be in the case where somebody only has the Roman lettuce? That's all he has, no other vegetables, only Roman lettuce. My, how does he make the brachas now? Like he has to eat the Roman lettuce first at Beteras Karpas, and then eats it a second time later at Beteras Moro. When does he make the bracha alachilas Moro? Is Omer Afuna Afuna says, mevorach mi kora Moro. As I have the svara, first make the bracha Moro. Bor priyadoma. Viochel, and eat it. No, not supposed to. Omer Afuna, mevorach mi kora Moro bor priyadoma. First you take your Mori Roman lettuce and make a bar priyadama on it. V'yochel, eat it b'teres karpas. Or the psoif later, after the matzah, when you eat the maror, a second time, v'vorach alei alachilas maror. That's when you first make your achilas maror. Sakura, this would come out good of the old mitzvah and mitzvah srichas kavona. That, yo, when you did the first maror, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so you first mekayim the mitzvah later, that's when we first make the achilas maror later. V'yochel. But maskev lo rav chizav, chizav, ask the kasha back to Rav Huna. That,